I'm Sade. There's a lot I could tell you about me. I could tell you I'm a private eye. I could tell you that Luck and me aren't on a first name basis. I could tell you I'm a squirrel. But don't go to the trouble of remembering any of that. Soon enough, it won't matter. I'll be dead in a few minutes. No point in giving a rodent carcass a moment's notice. Just a few short hours ago, I was paying a little routine visit to Maud the Mole. Maud!
Oh, Sade, is it you?
You know who it is, Maud.
I wasn't sure. I'm blind, you know.
Pretending to be blind was part of Maud's game. See, she was a medium. She'd read your tea leaves, she'd read your palm, she'd read the greenbacks right out of your wallet.
You want me to do your cards, Sade? Get a peek at tomorrow.
Like tomorrow's gonna be any better than today.
Well, maybe something real good is right around the corner. You never know.
How's your love life? Maybe I can help with that.
I'm here to deliver a message from Barbara Beaver.
Uh-oh.
It's about her wife. Barb says Betty is here twice a week, spending a fortune to have her fortune told.
Lesbian beavers. Who would have ever thought we'd see that in our neck of the woods?
You got a problem with dam building dikes?
Not in the least. But it's a free forest. If Betty wants to come calling, who am I to turn her away?
Who are you? You're a con mole, that's who you are. You're no more a psychic than the rye bread I had for breakfast.
I am an honest businesswoman. I'm just trying to share my gift of the sight.
And I am just the messenger. You want to mess with Barbara Beaver, be my guest.
Bob Beaver's a bit of a bruiser, isn't she?
And not above whacking a mole.
Some folks got no class.
Hey, Sade, while you're here, there's something I wanted to ask you about. I was gonna get you on the horn, but since you're here, you got a minute?
Yeah, I got a minute. But I swear to God, Maud, if this ends up being one of your cons, I'll use your skin on my bunions.
Jeez! You try to help a body, and this is what you get. Here's the thing. I need your services to help me retrieve a certain object of considerable value.
And what object would this be?
Oh, you know, just the Woolworth pocket watch.
What? I had to knock those tiny teeth out of your tiny skull. The Woolworth pocket watch is just a story, a fairy tale.
No, it ain't. It's as real as the first snow of winter.
It was a long time ago. Summer it was. June, maybe July. Hell, it could have been August. A couple of humans came to the meadow and spread out a damn checkered blanket and put down damn wicker baskets and had one hell of a picnic. Potato salad, biscuits, beer, the works.
Oh, Harold, this is the best picnic ever.
Thanks, Gloria. How about a kiss?
How about more than a kiss, big boy?
And then right there, in front of dozens of horrified woodland creatures, they made it as only primates can.
Oh, Harold, I'm getting wet.
Uh-huh.
No, I mean, it's starting to rain.
Oh.
Let's finish up in the back seat of the Rambler.
They left behind a pile of underwear that nobody wanted. And a shiny little trinket that everybody wanted. The Woolworth's pocket watch.
A lot of animal blood was spilled over the desire for that watch.
Maude, who is telling the story?
Well, excuse me for living.
After a lot of fuss over who owned it, they decided to hang it on the old birch by the pond.
But just seeing it dangling in the sun drove some folks crazy. It taunted them. Some believed it had the power to heal or bring love.
Love. They should have hung the panties in the tree.
You can be a very vulgar squirrel, Sade.
But it's been gone for a long time. They say human hikers took it away.
Uh-uh. It never left. Been here the whole time.
What? The Woolworth's watch is in the woods? Our woods?
That's what I'm saying. And I will make it very worth your while to help get it.
Okay. Why the hell not? Where is it?
It's in the hive.
Which hive?
Oh, you're not gonna like this, but the crazy bees.
Shit.
Yep.
There's this hive of bees in the crook of a larch by the brambles. On the north, there's a secret acre of marijuana plants. On the south, a patch of loco weed. These bees harvest the pollen from both. Those are some crazy frickin' stingers.
You up for it?
Well, I'm gonna try.
Oh, and Sade, listen. Be careful of...
Maud! For all the tea leaves and tarot cards, that was a fate the mole didn't see coming. So I set out for the hive. I get halfway there and my squirrel sense tells me I'm being tailed. I heard a rustle in the underbrush. I pull out my trusty .38. Okay, Joker, show yourself.
Hey there, Sade.
Slinky. Ah, jeez, kid, I almost shot your weasel head right off your weasel shoulders.
You wouldn't have done that.
Slinky was a funny little weasel with a crooked spine.
I was born with too many vertebrae. I don't move so good. I walk with a wiggle.
Didn't help that his mom and pop used to slap him around when he was a pup. He was always saying to me,
Sade, I want to be a detective too. Can I be your junior investigator?
Slinky, you're a good kid, but I ain't a babysitter.
We'd be a good team, you and me.
I had a soft spot for him, but he wasn't playing with a full deck.
What you doing today, Sade?
I'm on the job, Slinky. You push off and go home.
Can I help?
Don't you have a mulberry bush to run around?
You know, if you didn't want to be my partner, you could be my girlfriend.
I'll think about it, Slink. Now bug off. I drew closer to the hive of drug-crazed bees. You never knew what you were going to get. What was their mood going to be today? Silly, philosophical, or just plain mean? A swarm of buzz bees can be a dangerous thing. Something wasn't right. Too quiet. I stepped into the clearing and... Oh, Jesus, Billy, go Christ, I'm a sugar cone! Beeswax and honeycomb and bits of hive all over the trees and the rocks. It was like the hive had been torn apart by an explosion. And laying on the ground... thousands of dead bees. I was so stunned, I didn't notice I wasn't alone.
Well, Sade, Sade, Sade.
Hey, pretty squirrel.
It was Patches, a wiry coyote with an unfortunate and persistent case of alopecia.
Yeah.
And his sidekick, Rux, a big, stupid, three-legged bear.
I like your bushy tail.
You boys have a paw in this mess?
Honey.
The two of us? Course not. We were just enjoying a morning constitutional.
Rux, what's with your face? You look a little swollen, like you've been stung.
And how do we know it wasn't you who committed this little act of insecticide?
Patches, really?
What were you doing here, bit out of your way.
I'm on a little scavenger hunt.
Are you now? Just out of curiosity, were you looking for this?
Oh, sweet marmots of the Lord. There it was. The Woolworth's pocket watch, shining in the sun. I'd never seen it before, only heard about it. The stories didn't do it justice. It was the most beautiful thing. Now I understood why it could drive an animal to the brink of madness.
Sade, my squirrel friend.
Yeah, Patches?
Do me a favor and watch the watch.
You shot Maud.
Teach that mole to double cross us.
The watch, Sade. Watch it swing. Shiny, pretty, back and forth. I have a very special task for you.
For me?
I need you to go to the old radio tower out by the highway. You know where it is?
Yeah.
You're gonna climb it. And right at the top, there's a loose wire that shoots sparks when it rains.
Uh-huh.
You're gonna lick that wire.
Yeah, I am.
I'm gonna give you a word. When you hear that word, you'll be free again. But until you hear it, you do what I say. Radio tower, loose wire, your pink squirrel tongue.
The world spun around and melted. And I woke up here. Marching toward the radio tower and my death. Crazy thing is, I know the word that will break the spell, but I can't say it. I have to hear it for it to work.
Hey, Sade.
Hey, Slinky.
You look funny.
I've been hypnotized by Patches.
The bald coyote?
Yeah. Now I'm gonna climb to the top of this radio tower and electrocute myself.
I could stop you.
Better not try. I learned some martial arts from an old chipmunk. I'd snap your crooked neck. Just scram. Pretend you saw nothing.
I could help you and be your partner.
Only thing that'll help me is the code word that I can't push past my lips.
That's a pickle, all right. But you know that old bookmobile that crashed into the ravine? I go there and spend some time and read. Maybe I know the word. So now we're gonna go get Patches and Rux?
No. You're gonna go back and tell everybody you found my charred corpse at the base of the tower.
Why?
Because I know where those two murderous thugs sleep, and I got a gun.
This is exciting!
Slinky?
Yeah, Sade?
Lose the giggle.
Right.
I'd have no problems dealing with Patches and Rux. The woods would be a better place without those two, but the watch, that splendid watch, it was going to be a lot harder. Glorious, but cursed. It had left a trail of heartache and bloodshed everywhere it went. It told the time, but the time was always midnight. I'm going to take it to the highway and toss that terrible treasure between the white lines and watch as car after car grinds it into the asphalt till it's nothing but glittering dust. We don't need a watch. We're animals. We need to know the time we got the damn sun and the moon. And we know that when life runs down, you can't wind it up again.